Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to dive into something so many people are asking about: online writing jobs for beginners with no experience. And here's the crazy part. What if I told you there's actually a way to make money from writing without actually writing a single word yourself? If you want to learn more about this, definitely check out KindleRiches.com. We'll put that link in the description for you.
Oh my God, yes. This is such a game changer because so many people think they need to be this amazing writer to make money online. I've been seeing more and more folks struggling to find legitimate writing gigs, and honestly, the competition is insane out there.
Right? And it's so frustrating because everyone's fighting over the same low-paying gigs on Upwork or Fiverr. Like, when you're starting out, you're basically competing against people who'll work for pennies. But here's what blew my mind. There's this whole other approach using Amazon's platform where you can create profitable books without writing them yourself. If you want to learn more about this, definitely check out KindleRiches.com. We'll put that link in the description for you.
Oh my God, yes. This is such a game changer because so many people think they need to be this amazing writer to make money online. I've been seeing more and more folks struggling to find legitimate writing gigs, and honestly, the competition is insane out there.
Right? And it's so frustrating because everyone's fighting over the same low-paying gigs on Upwork or Fiverr. Like, when you're starting out, you're basically competing against people who work for pennies. But here's what blew my mind. There's this whole other approach using Amazon's platform where you can create profitable books without writing them yourself.
Exactly. And that's what I was going to say. The traditional freelance writing game is brutal for beginners. You spend hours applying to jobs, writing samples, and then nothing. Or worse, you get hired for like $5 an article.
Oh. Don't even get me started on that. I know people who've spent months trying to build up their freelance writing portfolio, working for basically nothing, hoping to eventually land better clients. But here's the thing. There are actually three main ways to create content for Amazon KDP without writing. Low content books like journals and planners, using AI tools like ChatGPT, or republishing public domain classics.
No way. That's incredible. So you're telling me someone could literally create a profitable journal or planner without writing a single word?
Are you serious? Yes. Think about it. How many words are actually in a daily planner or a gratitude journal? It's mostly templates, prompts, and layouts. The real skill is in the research and design, not the writing. And get this, some of these simple books are making thousands of dollars a month because they solve real problems for people.
And get this, I was just reading about someone who published 27 books and is making over $8,700 a month, and she started with zero publishing experience. Like, this isn't some get-rich-quick scheme, it's a legitimate business model.
Here's the thing that really gets me excited about this approach. It's all about finding profitable niches first. Instead of writing something and hoping people buy it, you use Amazon's own data to see what's already selling. They call it the best seller rank method, and it shows you exactly what categories have high demand but low competition.
So here's what's interesting. Traditional freelance writing is reactive, right? You're responding to job posts, hoping someone picks you. But this Amazon KDP approach is proactive. You're using data to find opportunities and create products that fill gaps in the market.
Exactly. And here's the crazy part. You can start with less than $100. Compare that to other online businesses like dropshipping or Amazon FBA, where you need thousands upfront. Plus, once these books are published, they can sell 24/7 without you doing anything.
But here's what I love about this system. It's perfect for people who actually hate writing but still want to make money in the content space. Like, if you're a busy parent or working a full-time job, you can spend maybe 8 to 10 hours a week on this instead of constantly hunting for freelance gigs.
And hey, if you're thinking about exploring this alternative to traditional writing jobs, you really should visit KindleRiches.com. They've got exactly the kind of step-by-step system we're talking about here. Their BSR research method alone could save you months of guesswork.
Yes, that's what I love about having a proven system versus just winging it. When you're dealing with Amazon's algorithm, you want to know you're following strategies that actually work, not just hoping for the best.
Here's another thing that blows my mind: public domain content. There are thousands of classic books that are legally free to republish. You can take something like old poetry collections or vintage cookbooks, give them modern covers and descriptions, and suddenly they're relevant again.
That's mind-blowing. So you're basically acting as a curator and marketer rather than a writer. And honestly, those skills, they transfer to so many other business opportunities too.
Right? And the best part is you're not competing with millions of other freelancers. You're building actual assets that generate passive income. I know someone who quit their engineering job because their 42 books were making over $11,000 a month.
And get this, unlike freelance writing where you're constantly starting over with new clients, each book you publish builds on your previous success. Amazon rewards publishers who have multiple books because it shows you're serious about the platform.
So here's what really gets me excited. It's not just about making money. It's about time freedom. Instead of trading hours for dollars like traditional freelance writing, you're creating products that work for you even while you sleep.
But here's the key thing listeners need to understand. This still requires work up front. You're not going to publish one book and retire. But the work you do today keeps paying you months and years down the line, which is totally different from freelance writing, where you stop working, you stop earning.
Exactly. And for beginners who are intimidated by the whole building a writing portfolio thing, this gives you concrete steps to follow. You're using Amazon's data to validate ideas before you even start. So you're not just guessing what people want.
What really gets me is how this democratizes publishing. You don't need an English degree or years of writing experience. You need to understand market research, basic design principles, and how to optimize for Amazon's search algorithm.
And those are skills you can learn way faster than becoming an expert writer. Plus, once you understand the system, you can scale it. The same research method that works for one book works for 10 books or 50 books.
Before we wrap up, I just want to remind everyone, if you found this helpful and you're tired of the traditional freelance writing grind, head over to KindleRiches.com. They're honestly the perfect example of everything we've been discussing today, a systematic approach that actually works for beginners.
Yes, and remember, the link is in the description. This could be exactly the alternative income stream you've been looking for if you're struggling with traditional online writing jobs. Thanks for listening, everyone.